Heavenly Father, we pray right now in the name of Jesus as we get into your word for a few minutes that you would open thou mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law or thy word. Psalm 119, verse 18.
So in loving God, Jesus said, you shall love the Lord with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Jesus commanded us to love him with all of our being. So we want the knowledge of God, but we also want to obey God. God cares about the way we interact with him and others. Jesus said to love the Lord and to love our neighbor as ourselves. So we must wield the sword of God's word, the knowledge of God, with the wisdom and love of God. How many people know that the sword of the Spirit is the word of God? Ephesians 6:17. The sword of the Spirit, the word of God, circumcises our hearts. So it cuts away the things that do not please God. Perhaps we could observe that the sword of the Spirit etches upon our hearts the image of Christ, the Son of God. And Romans 8:29 says that we're to be conformed. God has preordained that we be conformed to the image of Christ. John 1:17, grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Notice not just truth, but grace and truth. So when we wield the sword of the Spirit, the word of God, it must be done with wisdom and grace and the love of God. We must beware of contaminating the sword of the Spirit with our own rust or our own evil hearts. Wielding a rusty sword can cause a lot of unnecessary damage. Picture a surgeon operating on the heart of his patient and not using a clean scalpel. So the use or the action of the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, can be corrupted by our own evil hearts. Have you ever said the right thing, but with the wrong heart? So we can be scripturally correct and simultaneously spiritually wrong. Proverbs 16:6, by mercy and truth, iniquity is purged. Someone has once wisely noted that when we take the time to listen, we earn the right to speak. We're talking about the Word of God and how we are to exert or put it forth. So a simple illustration, let's say you have a nurse that's working on your shoulders, and so she rubs some good healing oil or lotion on your shoulder very tenderly and massages it in, as opposed to doing it roughly. So think about your response to a nurse who is administering that good healing oil in a nurturing fashion as opposed to a rough fashion. So is she administering that healing oil in a harsh fashion or in a compassionate, nurturing fashion? So how are we wielding the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God? Are we doing it with wisdom and love, or are we doing it indiscriminately? When Jesus went on the streets and ministered, the Bible said he was moved with compassion. So the words moved with compassion appears 5 times in the Gospels concerning Jesus ministering to others. How many people, by show of hands, want to minister like Jesus ministered? Ephesians 4:15 tells us that we are to speak the truth in love. It does not please God for us to indiscriminately wield the sword of the Spirit like it's a rusty sword we're using as a weapon against others. Colossians 4:6, let your speech be always with grace. So when we speak the word of God, it is to be out of a heart that's seasoned with the grace of God. How many people know that food tastes a little better with a little salt and pepper on it? Many of you are of the Latino persuasion, and you certainly know what good food tastes like. We're using an illustration here. We are much more readily excited to receive food when it's seasoned real good. We are much more ready to receive food when it's seasoned correct. And in the same way, people will be much more readily available and to receive the meat of the Word of God when it has the seasoning of His grace on it. Let me say it again in a little bit different fashion. People will be more receptive to receive the meat of God's Word when it's seasoned with the grace of God working in us.
Working in and through the messenger of that gospel message. And so,
it's not only what we say, but how we say it. So when we deliver the Word of God in the right fashion, we're displaying the actual grace that's working in us through that Word. So when we deliver God's Word to people with grace, we demonstrate how that grace is working in our own lives. Instead of me saying, Cristo reina para siempre, I could say, Cristo reina para siempre. How about this one? Cristo murió por nuestros pecados.
That is the statement that Jesus died for our sins in Spanish. And so we could preach that at people, or we could preach to people more in a winsome way. Which way do you think is going to be more readily and joyfully received? Probably the way of our speech being always with grace and seasoned with salt, Colossians 4, verse 6.
So I must ask myself, examine my own disposition and how it is seasoned with the grace of God or lack thereof. And I must ask myself, am I preaching to people or at people? There's a big difference. How many people realize that people will be much more ready to receive the truth if they see it working mightily in us? We must deliver the truth of God, and it should be in the fashion that God would have it to be, and that would be with mercy, grace, and love. The Bible says, by mercy and truth, iniquity is purged, Proverbs 16:6. So it's by mercy and truth, we speak the truth in mercy as God has shown us mercy. The Bible says that we are to let no corrupt communication proceed out of our mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearers. So when we communicate, it's for the use of what? Edifying or building the hearers up with the grace of God. And then it says, if we do speak other than to edify or help the person we're speaking to, it's going to grieve the Holy Spirit of God. Then he says in Ephesians 4 that we are to let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from us with all malice. God is telling us how that we can speak His truth in love, and it involves getting rid of all the bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, evil speaking, and malice. Then in Ephesians 4:32, he says, and be ye kind one to another, tender, not hard, but tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Verse 15 of the same chapter, Ephesians 4, says, but speaking the truth in love, we may grow up into Him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. As we come in for a close, we must realize that a sign of Christian maturity, of growing up into Christ, is that we speak His truth in His love. With a show of hands, how many people listening would be willing, like myself, to realize that God wants to do a deeper work, a deeper surgery, circumcision in my heart? Are you willing to say that yourself to the Lord today? Let's pray together, saints. Dear Heavenly Father, I want to know you better. I want you to use me in a greater fashion. Please do a deeper work in me so that you can do a more blessed work through me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, scripture-rich, edifying podcasts on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. That's also a store page with several many books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all scripture-rich and Christ-centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every month, and your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site, and you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so, and a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other ministering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among His people and through His beloved saints, as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together, in the words of Revelation 22, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." Amen.